I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Toyota Locker Room Show. Toyota, let's go places. The Saints fall to 1-1, 27-9. They lose to the Los Angeles Rams today, and they lost Saints quarterback Drew Brees to a thumb injury during the ballgame. We don't know the extent of that injury as of yet. And also a controversial call in this ballgame. Surprise, surprise, it's the New Orleans Saints playing, and the refs are making some calls that are at least questionable. Back to L.A., we find Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. Deuce, I know it's one play. I know it's one call. But that call clearly had an impact on momentum, which is so big in football to have the momentum. And it seems like it just unraveled after that.
Not necessarily unraveled after that, but it played a part in it. I mean, because you go back into halftime and this game, you know, this game is still close. This game, you had opportunities, but I think the biggest thing that I look at from this, you know, obviously that was a poor call. You know, like I said, you look at it from a momentum standpoint, and yes, that was a factor. But I think more so the Saints, from an offensive standpoint, you really didn't help yourself. And what I mean, even when Drew was out of the game, it was always 1st and 15, 1st and 20, or 2nd and long. And you just can't do that against a really, really good opponent. And look, man, it was a mash unit out there. You lose Andres Pete. You lose, obviously, Drew Brees. You lose so many guys having to step in and have to play, that at some point, you know, you were just looking for somebody to step up, and they really never got that, and you know, you end up with a loss of 27-9.
Had some drops mixed in with some penalties and some mental mistakes as well. I mean, 11 penalties for 87 yards, that'll do it in and of itself. And again, I know people are going to harp on that call, as they should, because there is no accountability across the league for officials that don't handle the situations correctly. But you're right, Deuce. I mean, you can point out to a number of places where they had some momentum going and then they would shoot themselves in the foot, and that's not going to beat anybody, especially a Rams team that went to the Super Bowl last year at their place.
Well, this is still a really, really good Rams offense and defense, and so when you come on the road and you're playing a good opponent and you're evenly matched, then you can't have the mistakes that we had. And so really starts on that first drive of, you know, just a hard hit, and Jared Cook can't hold on to the ball. They come up with a turnover, and not to say that set the stage as far as what you would get, but it doesn't help you from a fast start sense.
Deuce, it looked like the Rams were having success running the football on the outside. They knew they couldn't get much in the way of in the inside, but what were they doing outside that was allowing them to gain so many yards?
Well, the first half, the Saints defense, they were playing in a nickel defense, and so setting the edge, it was DeMario Davis on the weak side, and then you had P.J. Williams setting the edge. They were playing their defensive ends, and this being the Saints, they were playing them tighter, and so not wide nine technique guys, and so Saints were taking away the cutback runs, and so the Rams countered with the toss cracks, and so second half, the Saints really go 4-3 look. That last drive, Saints went with big nickel, and they put Chauncey Gardner in, who's probably a better run defender than P.J. Williams. But those are just some of the gamesmanship that you see from a defensive standpoint. And the Rams, you know, instead of running their normal cutback runs outside zone, they hit them with some late. You know, they went with the toss crack runs.
The Toyota Locker Room Show will continue here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. With Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister, a tough one today for the black and gold. They fall 27-9 to the Los Angeles Rams. And Deuce, we'll check in with you for the injury report. This was a pretty big one. They lost Andres Pete, obviously Drew Brees for some time, and also Traquan Smith.
Yeah, the Saints post-game injury report is brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game. Drew Brees was not able to return, had a thumb injury. Andres Pete, a lower leg injury. Traquan Smith, a lower leg injury. You also lost A.J. Klein for a minute. He was able to return. Christian, I'm DeMario Davis also left the game, but he was also able to return. So guys got banged up. Trey Hendrickson had a shoulder. He got banged up. He was able to return. So you had a couple guys to get banged up, but some of the, you know, the big ones obviously is Drew Brees and his status of what will occur there, and then obviously Andres Pete at the guard position. You know what happens with he. The Saints post-game injury report was brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game.
Deuce, a lot of focus is going to be put on Teddy Bridgewater, and he was kind of up and down. All right, we got Coach Sean Payton at the podium. Let's take a listen. That was Saints head coach Sean Payton following the Saints 27-9 loss. Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst. And, Deuce, one of the things that I caught right away was he even said he wants to make sure he's got the right guys on the field, hinting, I think, at some changes possibly, especially – how he was really kind of dogging the offensive line there.
Oh, yeah. Christian, you want the truth or you want me to tell a story?
No, right. I mean, he was the truth. I mean, he was speaking the truth.
No, tell the truth, Deuce.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't play well. I mean, they really didn't play well. And really, how much of difference was it when Will Clapp went in and, I mean, you had Andres in there earlier. I don't think it was too much difference. And, you know, your hat goes off to Will, but, I mean, they just didn't play well. And I think it was – did every lineman get a holding call on him?
I think everyone just about.
Yeah, I think every lineman got a holding call on him. So, I mean, that's a tough day. And you knew going into the game it was going to be tough because they've got talented players across the board. But, you know, it starts up front. And so whether it was Teddy Bridgewater, whether it was Drew Brees or Taysom Hill, you've got to have time to be able to throw the ball. And we just didn't help. We didn't help the quarterback enough, and you didn't have complimentary football. You threw for less than 200 yards passing. You only had 57 rushing yards. Man, it's tough to win in the NFL playing that way, but still you had an opportunity going into the third quarter.
I know you got to run, Deuce, the flight to Seattle. Have a safe flight, all right?
All right, no problem, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.